Hi, Michael. I wanted to ask you something about the fact that in the last 2 days you played two legends of another generation compared to yours, even if you played against them at the beginning of your career. But is that something special about this Champions Tour, the fact that you can play against players that were maybe your idols growing up or where you were starting your career?
Yeah, I think it's very, very true. I think I actually feel like I'm part of a very special generation. Part of it is because I had my generation is myself, Pete Sampras,
yes.
Andre Agassi, Jim Courier, Goran Ivanišević, Sergio Bruguera, all these great players. But at the same time, we got a chance to play against Yvonne Lendl, John McEnroe, Jimmy Connors, and then the generation after that, which was Boris Becker, Stefan Edberg, obviously against our own generation, the following generation, which was Roger Federer, Leighton Hewitt, Marat Safin. For us to have that opportunity to play against so many different generations over the course of our career certainly made it tough, but made it a lot of fun, obviously, looking back, because it doesn't always happen that way.
Is it still fun today, when you play against them?
It is, obviously. If the guys were out here not enjoying themselves and not looking forward to the opportunities to play against each other, obviously, great crowds like this, they wouldn't be here. So the guys are obviously still playing some good tennis. And it's a little bit more lighthearted, obviously. It's not quite so cutthroat. They laugh a little bit. I don't know if I've ever seen Yvonne laugh actually in a regular tour tournament, but certainly it's great. It's great. So we all look forward to the opportunities that we have, and it's a lot more relaxing.
Thank you, Michael.
Hi, Michael. Excuse me. Thank you.
I think it's not only the rackets, but it's the strings too. Yeah. If you ask any of the players, what guys are able to do now with the ball is a lot more than what we could do with when we were playing out on tour. And if you look at most of the guys that are playing out on the Champions Tour, they've all switched to new technology because of that. So it's been more fun, actually. We can hit more shots and hit some shots that we just couldn't hit before. So that's obviously played a pretty big role, I think, in the game. We were out there on tour. I think Andy Roddick was probably one of the first ones to play with some of the new technology, and I remember playing him and just seeing how some of the balls bounced that I had never seen balls bounce like or kick like that before, and a lot of that had to do with because of the way the rackets and the strings allow you to be able to do so many more things with the ball.
Do you think it's more now is more important rackets or strings? The biggest change?
I think it's a combination. I do think it's a combination. You have very few players out there playing pure gut, which is what we did in our time. Most of them are playing either a polyester or a half,
yes.
Between a gut and a polyester. So, and there's a reason for it.
You choose what? The kind of string?
Yeah, I'm all polyester now. So I used to play all gut. Obviously, my frame of racket was a lot smaller, a lot thinner. And it takes a little bit of time. You can't just necessarily boom, all of a sudden you can go use the new technology. It takes time to get used to. But for the young kids that grew up playing that, it's not that difficult for them because they've been doing it all their life. If you were to take this new generation and say, I want you to go play with a wood racket, it would be very difficult because, for them to generate the same kind of spin with a wood racket that's so much smaller, it would be very, very hard for them. But they would soon figure out, oh, I can't hit like that, and I'd learn to be able to hit certain ways, and you make your different adjustments.
Michael, excuse me, your quickness around the court and vision, both of them, were amazing. But still, the best result you ever achieved at Wimbledon was making it to the quarterfinals. What do you think you lacked, even at the very top of your game, to become a better grass court player.
I'll tell you what, the courts are very different at Wimbledon now. The courts at Wimbledon, when I played, bounced very low. They skipped a lot, and you know, obviously it favored the serve and volleyers a lot more than anything. They've changed the courts at Wimbledon now. If you noticed, the ball bounces unbelievably high now. And I wish they did that when I was playing. I think it would make a huge difference. And the amount of rallies that you have at Wimbledon now is unheard of. You know, back in when I was playing, you know, serve, return, maybe one or two more shots, and that was it. And I think part of the reason why they made that change was because people were saying, oh, Wimbledon points are so, you know, they're so short. So obviously Wimbledon made some changes, and even for me, I went back to play the Champions event in 2007, you know, first time hitting the ball on the grass, and I was expecting balls down here, and I was like, it's up here, you know, and I was like, I thought I got a bad bounce or something, you know, and everything was up here, and it was just like unbelievable. So, you know, it's one of the reasons why you don't see guys serving and balling as much, slicing and coming in, because, you know, the ball is not this low anymore. You know, you slice it, and it's still this high now. So the court has changed the way Wimbledon is played now. Even look at the way that the court now is worn. It's all along the baseline. It's never kind of down the middle. Yeah. You know, it's very, very different now.
So. I think it is quite unfair for you to be remembered as a one slam wonder, because you made it to proof that you were a great player on tour. You made it to the finals of three other Grand Slam tournaments, namely against Pete Sampras, Thomas Muster, and Boris Becker. What do you think you lacked on those three particular occasions to beat them?
It was tough. I mean, I played, I think in many aspects you could say, well, if you were to play Edberg, Becker, Muster, and Sampras, you know, how many Grand Slams do you win in certain aspects? You know, Muster had an unbelievable clay court season that year. He didn't lose a single match on clay. In fact, I only lost to one guy that year on clay, and that was Thomas. So everybody else, I beat everybody else. So, you know, obviously that was tough. Boris was playing very high level tennis. You know, we played at the World Championship at the end of the previous year, in 94, and he was playing great tennis in the finals of the Australian as well. You know, Pete, I mean, you know, it was a tough match to lose that one, because, you know, if I had won that one, not only would I have been US Open champion, but I would have been number one in the world. You know, but you know, Pete's obviously not an easy player to play against in the US Open. U.S. Open, out of all of the courts that we play in North America, is the fastest by far. If you look at my results, I have won every other hardcore tournament in North America, pretty much, except for the U.S. Open. And you know, if maybe I had a little more pull with the USTA and said, "Can you just make the court a little bit slower?" You know, maybe it would have made a difference. But you know, and then my match with Stefan. I mean, you know, was ranked 3 in the world, and you know, I played an unbelievable match that I should have lost. You know, I was down 2 sets to 1. I saved like 10 break points in the fourth set, and I had one break point that I converted on. I probably shouldn't have won that match. So, you know, I mean, I look at my career, and I'm not the biggest guy out there. I'm not the strongest guy out there. I'm not the tallest guy out there, but. You know, but I accomplished a lot, and I have so much to be thankful for. And, you know, it's always easy to sit back and say, you know, what could have been, what I could have accomplished, what I missed out on. But then you never take into consideration, you know, all of the blessings and all the things you should be thankful for. And, for me, that's a lot.
Thank you very much.